Step inside.
Ik begin altijd met een sigaret. Dit is de rookafdeling. Hier mag je gewoon binnen roken. Lawaai maken, slikken, drinken. Spuiten en slikken. Alles toegestaan. Het nadeel is natuurlijk dat we maar tot 10 uur geluid mogen maken. Hard geluid.
Right now we're working on a new piece. It's a collaboration between the three of us that integrates performance, elements of dance, music performance, it's kind of electroacoustic performance piece, I guess I would say. Maybe it's nice if we each like introduce ourselves and kind of the what we're bringing to it a bit, like our
Yeah, sure.
who we are. So I'm Bridget Farrell. I'm like a electroacoustic composer performer. Usually just working with music, but then like getting into more performative elements with this project, which I'm really excited about. And I live in Berlin, so I'm here this week to work with these two who are based locally. It's very fun to be in the place in preparation. So then, you want to go next?
I'm Olivia Riviere, and I work with choreography and dance. I'm based between Copenhagen and Stockholm. And yeah, I'm very excited about this week also because in my choreographic practice, I work with something I call embodied voice. So I work a lot with different, let's say extended vocal techniques and how they affect the body, shape the body, and how they affect each other somehow. So I'm already very super interested in like the sonority of the performative situation. So therefore I was super excited when Bridget and Aslaug invited me in to this week together with them.
Yeah,
I'm
please.
Áslaug Magnúsdóttir. Yeah, very excited for. I'm also like come from the more the electroacoustic compositional world rather than movement or performance. But now I'm seeing myself more as a instrumentalist and clarinet player, which is really fun. So I'm trying to step away from the computer. That's my biggest challenge for this week, and I'm very excited.
Okay, that's
That's my
cool.
goal.
Okay, I had an opportunity to listen to Woodwind Quintet, your collaboration album you made in 2022, and I love this, to be honest, this experimental slash classical approach, and when several different worlds collides in one place, because it's always ends up like interesting. But the question was when there is the moment of choreography also in this kind of approach. It's really interesting because this music is not as they call dance music. So, because sometimes the dance and the connection between dance and the electronic music is perceived differently and very, straightforward. So, in this sense, when the music itself is so authentic, so experimental, so, more based on more textures and feelings rather than just 4-4 riffs and everything. That makes it more, complicated or hard to make such performative or make it like a choreography supported in this sense, because you are working all together in the studio and it seems like you need to, find the perfect match of body language and the language of music sometimes. So my question is, how the where is this meeting point of body language and music language in this kind of music world?
Yeah, good question. That's like one of the things we've definitely been exploring with this project, and we've been really focusing on blurring the roles that we each play. And it's already quite it lends itself to that, as Olivia being like the dancer choreography in the traditional sense, but she's working with this embodied voice, this embodied sound, and there's a lot of sound coming from her through her movements and her voice and her interactions with the space. And then with Ausler going towards instrumentalist rather than just sitting on the computer like a little like laptop noise set, we're kind of taking, and me as well, I'm playing live harp in this piece, and so we're kind of taking this chance to kind of meet in the middle, see what that means for us, that when Auslaug and I are playing our instruments, taking it as a performative element, not just fulfilling a musical role, but letting that blend into what the movement is in this piece. And then Olivia's bringing a lot of this choreography concept, but then also acting very much as an equal sound source. So I think we're seeing all of us as we can, as kind of moving back and forth between sound creators, movers.
Yeah.
We're all, and we're exploring fragmentation, and as in the album, it's very fragmented. It's very kind of taking unexpected elements and putting them together and seeing how they come in and out of conversation with each other. And we're taking those kind of fundamental concepts of what Auslaug and I have been doing for a long time, and then bringing it to this new, bringing this new ingredient of the space and the movement and the way that we can bring that sense of fragmentation and combination and unexpected transitions into the way we interact with each other, with the space, with the sound, and what is movement, what is performance, what's the music, what's the, what is the dance? Do you want to say things?
So I would like to listen to Olivia's approach as well as a choreographer. Did you have an experience to on working projects like these before, or it was something?
I mean, the context of a week and not meeting each other before, and being very much like starting together. This I haven't, and like creating, like somewhat non-hierarchically. This I haven't experienced before. I have worked with musicians, but then I guess I would then micromanage quite a lot, and really being clear with that also. But I think so. I was very excited to not do this in this project, to lose a bit of control also. But I guess when I heard their album before, I got very excited, and I saw already that we had a lot in common in our ways of dealing with material, how they speak to each other in a more fragmented way. So I was, for me, actually, this fragmentation that you set up as a possible obstacle, for me, it was really an opening to be able to work choreographically, like in an interesting way, I think, with both of them. So I think we had quite a lot in common before we realized, and also I realized already when like getting to know you a bit online, but yeah, so I would say like I would say choreographically I'm thinking quite similar to how they deal with composition, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, thanks. You mentioned this fragmentation and the construction of forms and creating something new, but also I feel like based on the previous releases that you artistically are expressing an interest in imbuing your releases with these narrative elements as well, because it kind of tells a story as well, despite this fragmentation, because it always carries certain feelings and the backgrounds around. So I would like to ask, how do you weave storytelling into your music as well? And what are the common themes or narratives can listeners expect to encounter in this project as well? What was the non-music ideas behind it to elaborate it more? Because Olivia told us a little bit about embodying sound and voice, and maybe this background story is where did you start? What was the starting point of this project? Who took the very first step, and how you as a trio has became a team working on this project?
Yeah, there's a few questions in that, and kind of the process of coming to working together, and then there's also the kind of narrative or emotional themes of the project.
Yeah.
And I guess there is a tie between them in that this project came about because I'm on the Shape platform this year, so I was offered this residency at Inconst in preparation for premiering this piece at Intonal in April, and so then that was kind of the starting point, was I was having conversations with the team at Intonal and Inconst about who to work with and what the project could be, what the resources of the space and the festival are. And part of the agreement with this kind of residency structure is that you work with two local artists. And now, as Ausleg and I have been working together for years already, and we're in Malmo right now, and she lives in Copenhagen. I was like, very obvious, like, yeah, this is who I want to work with musically. And then it came in of, you know, what, thinking about the topics and the expression we want to take. And then it was this quest of like, okay, I know I want to work with a dancer and kind of figuring out, but I didn't know anyone. So the internal team helped me kind of, I told them, you know, the idea is what I was looking for. And then they recommended Olivia to me. And it's as she was saying earlier, like, though we come from quite different backgrounds, and this is a kind of new format of working, I think for all of us, it's, you know, we've all done similar things, but this exact construction is quite new. And it's been really special that we do, in like the construction of narrative and emotional expression, though we come from different backgrounds, we have a lot in common about the way we think about it and the way that we work towards that. And so also, as it kind of, I was kind of having these conversations for a while before the other two were brought in, I think I kind of set the seed of the, you know, what is going to be the topic of this performance. And so I came in saying, you know, I want to make a piece about heartbreak and irrational obsession and love and yearning. And then as we've been working together and developing these ideas, it's grown into something that's, you know, not just about like me and my ex, but something much more like a shared expression on kind of building from these topics. We've gotten very much to thinking about togetherness and separateness, being alone, being in conversation, being in phase, falling out of phase. So the piece is coming to be, you know, quite with this, I think there's a strong theme of yearning, and there's questions of alienation. But then as we've been talking also a lot about the way that, you know, when you think really strongly about yearning, there's something that inherently brings up the opposite of tenderness and closeness. And so it's about, in the kind of nature of fragmentation, it's about kind of hard cuts between being really in sync, being really together, and then being really alone, and how those can be in conversation with each other. And in terms of like quite direct narratives, the what you just said, because it was
okay. I was talking about the space for improvisation and space for spontaneous art.
And that has some shows coming up, and then I'm just gonna take a summer break.
Oh! Thank you. I'm Never, 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 never Bye. Now I'm in love with you for the last time. It's the last time I'll sit on this bench with you. And from what you say, I guess it's past time, and I'll never see you again. I don't understand why you got tears in your eyes. It's not what you wanted to show me. It's hard what you said, and I don't see why you act like you never did know me. Now I'm in love with you for the last time. It's the last time I'll sit on this bench with you. And from what you say, I guess it's past time, and I'll never see you again. Well, that's all I can say. Now I walk away. I'll keep going till I'm so far on, and I'll never come back to this place, not today, and find out that you really are gone. Now I'm in love with you for the last time. It's the last time I'll sit on this bench with you. And from what you say, I guess it's past time, and I'll never see you again. Now when I start to think, that's when I start to sink. I'll just keep moving without you. I never will talk, and I never will blink, and I'll never hear nothing about you. Now you've rejected me for the last time. It's the last time I'll sit on this fence for you. And from what you say, I guess it's past time, and I'll never see you again.